He knew he would have to put down the mechanical man to open the door, and he was trying to figure out the least painful way to do that when there was a knock.
"Isabel?" Hugo said.
With a great deal of force, the door flew open, and for a moment, all Hugo could see was green. The station inspector burst in like a hurricane, followed immediately by Madame Emile and Monsieur Frick. The station inspector grabbed Hugo by the arm. Hugo yelled out, and to his horror, he dropped the mechanical man, which landed on the ground with an awful ringing crash.
"That's him!" yelled Madame Emile. "He's been stealing milk and croissants from me for months!"
"I saw the whole thing," cried Monsieur Frick. "He's a thief!"
"Thank you both very much. I'm glad you were able to follow the boy. Now please, I'll take care of things from here."
"What is this place?" asked Monsieur Frick, looking around.
"It's the timekeeper's apartment," said the station inspector.
"The timekeeper!" shrieked Madame Emile.
Turning white as ghosts, she and Monsieur Frick ran from the doorway of Hugo's room. The station inspector rolled his eyes and now focused his attention on Hugo, who was writhing in his arms.
"Stay still!" he shouted.
But his face changed immediately from anger to confusion when he looked down at the bundle lying on the floor.
"What is going on in here? What is that?"
Other details about the station inspector, things that Hugo had never noticed before, came into focus. The man had bad teeth. The top part of one of his ears was missing. He smelled slightly of cabbages. The station inspector, not letting go of Hugo, leaned over and moved the fabric until he could see the mechanical man lying on its side, its neck bent backward.
"What in the world?" he said.
The station inspector walked around the room, dragging Hugo after him, poking his head into doors and cabinets. At last, he came to the pile of Uncle Claude's unopened paychecks.
"What has happened to the timekeeper? How did you know about his apartment here in the station and the tunnels in the walls? Where is he?"
"Please, my fingers are broken. Grab my other arm. It hurts too much," Hugo cried.
The station inspector saw the bandages and loosened his grip, at which point, like a wild animal, Hugo escaped.
"You! Hey! Get back here!" "Hey! Hey, you! Stop! Stop, you rat!"
Crash! Hugo smashed into someone's back, fell to the floor, looked up, and saw the hand of the station inspector as it closed in on him. He tried to roll the other way, but he found himself stopped by Madame Emile and Monsieur Frick, who descended on him through the crowd like vultures. They grabbed Hugo roughly and dragged him to his feet.
"Let me go!" cried Hugo.
Hot tears welled in his eyes. The station inspector leaned in close to Hugo's face as the cafe owner and the newspaper man held tightly to each arm.
"The only place you're going is to prison," the station inspector hissed.